Tomorrow's a big day, but David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The 4th of July, a time when more Americans cook out and have picnics than any other day, and it's also when more people report getting sick from some sort of food-related illness than any other day. Food safety experts say the things that some of us do at cookouts and picnics are almost criminal. Let's read off some of the possible picnic cookout criminal charges. First, it's really bad when trying to save time by partially cooking the meat the day before and just heating it up at the cookout the next day. Janelle Goodwin with USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline.
When you partially cook a product, you're taking it out of the refrigerator, which is a safe temperature. You're bringing it up to a warm temperature, not quite done yet.
Not quite hot enough to kill any bacteria that may be in it or on it. Then you put that nice warm meat back in the fridge. Bacteria are possibly still multiplying in the meat and...
It takes a long time for the temperature to drop back down to below 40 degrees.
Which stops the bacteria from growing, yes. But then later, when you finish cooking it, it may not get hot enough to kill the bacteria and you've put your diners in jeopardy. Here's a tip for cooking the final product. Use a food thermometer to ensure killing all bacteria that may be in or on that meat.
That's the only way to tell when a meat product is done, and once it reaches a safe temperature, for example, burgers, you want to allow to reach 160 degrees. Once it reaches that, then it's done and you can pull it off of the grill.
Safe and happy 4th.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.